Living Word Publications presents Spend This School of Prophets With Your First Love by Daniel Oliveira and Gary Hargrave. Saturday evening, June 24th, 2017 at Shiloh, Kelowna, Iowa.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, don't make me cry, okay, you guys? We bless this time. Are you guys ready to bless this time?
Yes.
So good to be here. So good to be worshiping with you.
Yes.
But I think that above anything else, what I am looking for here during this time is something just between you and the Lord. We will have a lot of things, a lot of services, a lot of fun, a lot of activities. But we bless this time. I'm already creating the School of Prophets, like Craig is saying. We're not going to wait.
Right.
We're not going to wait to get some momentum.
Right.
You know, but we come before the Lord and we drop everything. Okay, this is like already a prophecy. It's not the introduction to the word yet. Okay? We bless this.
Right.
So awesome to be in Shiloh. This place always should connect us with the heart of a hunger for God.
Yeah.
Yes.
This place was built so that we could come here together and seek the face of the Lord.
Yeah.
And to me, this is what I am looking for during this time. I don't need another School of Prophets. Right? We don't need another one. We need something that will change us.
Yeah.
Something that will change us. But do you know who wants this the most? Our Father. He's waiting for that one moment that we're going to come here and change in our hearts, in our relationship with Him. And to me, that's what we are prophesying. Shiloh is a place where Hannah came to cry to the Lord for Samuel. And what I want to do during this time here is I want to cry to the Lord for the anointing of Samuel to be poured upon us.
Yes.
Amen?
Yes.
Amen. We bless this. We bless this. I want to kind of follow up a little bit with the word that came 2 Sundays ago in LA. Is that okay?
Yes.
And that word was so important. How many times did you hear that one? So only 20 minutes. Come on, people. Like 20 times, right? But I want that word to have an impact on us. In preparation for this time that we're going to have a lot of people here together. You know, it's like we reject religion.
Yes. Yes.
There's a this week that it was spoken right here. The danger of a pattern without His presence.
Yes.
And I'm looking in my life, what are the things that I have become used to that do not have His presence? You know, in Maui, one day I went, you know what? We don't need the band anymore. Let's get rid of the band. And I did. No more keyboards or any, I mean, we only acoustic worship. Because I don't want to be led by something that I'm used to in my walk with God, that I just go, okay, let the band play, and I'm going to just be here enjoying the sound of the band. We cannot do that. Because if we do, you know, out of this pulpit here, I'm going to read this from John. Is that okay?
Yes.
You guys love John Stevens?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Right? This is what he said. He said right here. I don't know if the pulpit was still here, right? Who knows? Before I took over the greater direction of Shiloh, the whole walk was in trouble. And I would make frequent remarks. Well, it was a word I gave that raised it in the Lord. If it's not going to be what the word said, I will kick it down.
Yeah.
And I say, Lord, we come with the same drive this this time.
Yeah.
We come to Shiloh, to the house of the prophets, to the school of prophets with the same tribe. Lord, we're going to make this place be what you created it to be. We're going to make this place, our lives, our churches, everything to represent and reflect what John spoke over us.
Yeah.
And Gary and Marilyn. Yeah. And each one of us, that we're crying out to the Lord. And we say, Lord, this is the time. Yeah. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
You know, I'm going to steal one of John's jokes. Is that okay?
Yes.
So you have to respond. Okay, because if you don't respond, I think that you're not getting it. Then I get nervous. Then I keep talking and talking and talking, you know. And you don't want that, right? We have dinner, we have places to go. So if you, like, participate, then I feel like you're getting it. Okay. So we're saying, Lord, you don't have to kick down the walk. Because we're going to walk in everything that you spoke over us.
Yeah.
Last summer, the word was, every word over John, every promise is a promise over us. We are supposed to out-minister him. So we cannot come here and expect just another word. We come here to out-minister John. To walk in every word that he spoke over us. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, I'm going to read a little bit here in Deuteronomy 6. Is that okay?
Amen.
Thou shalt love the Lord your God, right?
Yes.
With all your heart. Hear, O Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. And with all your soul, and with all your might. And we say, Lord, we come. We reject religion. But we walk in this love, this relationship with you. We do not allow anything else to satisfy us. Because if we do, it does not work really well for us. Right? If you continue reading, you know, it's pretty cool. Do that. Try that, reading the Bible sometime. You keep reading this, and then he goes, you shall not worship other gods, and da-da-da, and then he goes, verse 10, it shall come about when the Lord your God brings you into the land which he swore to your fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, to give to you great and splendid cities, which you did not build, and houses full of all good things, which you did not fill, and cisterns, which you did not dig, vineyards, and olive trees. He's saying, all the things that I promised you. When you get all of that, watch. Then watch yourself, lest you forget the Lord, who brought you from the land of Egypt, out of the house of slavery.
Yes.
The point is not the fulfillment. The point is our relationship with the Lord. The point is us not leaving, not departing from the awareness of his presence and our hunger for a relationship with him. A lot of times, even the things that are fulfillment, even the things that God used for us can become an idol. There's a story in the Old Testament about this, when they murmured against Moses. Then the Lord sent vipers and started biting them. And Moses built this bronze serpent. And all they had to do is look to that and they would be healed. Years later, they were worshiping that viper, that serpent of bronze. And the king had to destroy it. And we say, Lord, we stop worshiping the things that you did in the past. We want to relate to you today. We want to relate to your word today. He is the word. Isn't that awesome? He is the word. So we have a word and we have the relationship with the Lord, and that's what I want to create for us during this time. Are you guys with me?
Yes.
Don't make me nervous. Okay, I'm going to read a little bit here in Revelation 2. Because to me, I always read this, and I go back to this and say, Lord, this is such a description of the living word. Did you know that you are awesome?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you know that every Shabbat the Lord looks at you and says, look at what I created. So good. Then he takes a rest, and you should take a rest also, because he will continue creating you every week. But every week he's pleased. And he looks at what he's creating in you and saying, look at this. I'm raising this person. I'm creating. I'm imparting myself to you. But he's not done yet. But it has to be him. Revelation 2. So this is a message to the church in Ephesus. I know your deeds, verse 2, and your toil and perseverance, and that you cannot endure evil men, and that you put to the test those who call themselves apostles, and they are not, and you found them to be false. Right? We are all here because we're looking for a true living word. And we found it. And we gave our lives, and we raised our children. And we continue to impart and continue to see generations coming. But that's not it. We're not just here to see, to test false apostles. And you have perseverance. Oh, yes. Yeah. Tap yourself in the back. You have persevered. And have endured for my name's sake, and have not grown weary. But I have this against you, that you have left your first love. I want this time to me here to be a time that I return to my first love. That I return to my love for the Word. That I return to my love for the Word, for the Lord. And that I do not allow anything, any of the things that I have to do, even to walk with God, right? Yeah. I have to get up, get ready, take classes, go to church, raise my children, do all the things, and all very important things. But my first love is my relationship. The kingdom is a relationship. We pray, thy kingdom come, thy will be done. What is the kingdom? The kingdom that God is looking for is you relating to him. Yeah. You becoming his will right here. Amen. Do you guys love this book?
Yes.
Obtain the promises. Isn't it awesome?
Yes.
I bless this for us. You know, every now and then I have to go back to the introduction. Why? Why do we have this book? Can I read some for you?
Yes.
There must be a plumb line for those who are leading us now. I know that there are many people who have recently come into our fellowship. And there are many young people who have grown up in this move of God. I'm not assured that John's vision, this revelation of who we are, is as real to them as it needs to be. Lord, make it real during this time. The revelation of what you created in us. Instead of denominationalism, I'm more concerned about us drifting into a kind of social, cultural gathering of people. It is true that God made us a family, and we love each other very much. We are very one with each other, and we have a lot of fun working in the Word and completing projects. that the Lord has given us to do. The oneness we have is phenomenal. But we must recognize it as the vehicle God has given to us to accomplish our destiny on the earth. We cannot get distracted with everything that we do and have. Is the living word your focus? Actually directing your life and destiny? Are you aiming by this word like a rifle shot to hit the target of obtaining the promises that God has spoken? All of the provisions that we will talk about in this book, in this school of prophets, are available for every believer. This is our fight of faith. To appropriate God's promises that John Stevens made attainable by a living word over the years. We have been such a people of works. When we read the story of Mary and Martha, we all love Mary, but she is the one who seemed to have the faith. She sat at the feet of the Lord while Martha was busy doing all the work that was necessary to be done. But the truth is that the way we live is more like Martha than Mary. Are we really accomplishing the works of God in all the work that we are doing? Will we really accomplish the will of God if we're not taking time to stop and wait on the Lord to obtain the promises? What shall we do to work the works of God? Believe. That is foundational to this book and to who John Stephen was. We have 67 years of a living word, right? We have churches, kingdom facilities, schools, businesses, a lot of things. But I don't want to allow any of this to become something that is like that serpent that I am worshiping instead of worshiping the Lord. That I'm distracted. That I am distracted of my first love. Nothing can be more important than our relationship with the Lord and with His Word. So we say, Lord, we come not waiting, not only expecting or anticipating, but we come to create this time together. And we come leaving everything behind. Leaving everything behind. You can read this later. I don't need to. Philippians 3:12-14. Leaving everything. Not that I have already obtained, but I am pressing. We are going to press on. We're going to press through the crowds of distractions, of the secondary things, and we're going to touch the hem of His garment. And we're going to say, Lord, we need Your anointing and we need Your presence. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. You guys did great. Love you.
I think this is such a great service tonight to get us positioned where we want to be for this time. And, you know, I was thinking when Danny started out, he talked about the Shabbat and the fact that when the Sabbath comes around every week, God stops and looks at you and thinks about how happy He is. When He finished creating everything, He said it was Tov Ma'od, very good. And so that's how He feels about you. That's what He does. That's why He's taking a break to observe what He's done and what He's created. And you are the wonder of His creation, and you are the focus that He has. He created you for Himself, that he could not just celebrate Shabbat, but he would celebrate it by stopping and drinking in and enjoying what he created and what he produced. And so I think one thing about this word tonight, it kind of helps us turn the table, that we do the same thing. We should remember that he created us for himself. And what he's looking for us to do is exactly what he's doing. We should be staring at him, saying, what an awesome God. What a wonderful creator. What a tremendous father we have. What an awesome work that you've done in us and in everything around us. So, you know, that's kind of the drive that Danny's talking about, is that we spend this whole time of what we call the School of Prophets in that Sabbath rest of saying we're putting everything aside except our drive to come and focus on you and focus on who you are and what you've done. You created me for you. He did not create you for all these other things that you're involved in. He didn't even create you for all these other works that we're engaged in. He created us for his own enjoyment.
Amen.
But part of that enjoyment is that we enjoy him.
Yes.
That we love him with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our strength. Everything within us is given to love him back for who he is and what he is. And so this is going to be a tremendous time, because we're going to achieve that in this School of Prophets.
Yes.
Amen. Bless you guys. I love you. It's good to be here. And we are waiting to really just dive into the full force of the School of Prophets.
Yes.
So, Lord, hurry up and get the rest of the family here. So, because we don't want to wait anymore. We're here raring to go. Let's get the show on the road.
Yes. Amen.
This has been a Living Word 2017 publication.